When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Final Fantasy IX is over, but we are just getting started here at Push of Recaps, talking through Disc 2 of our adventures with Zidane, a.k.a. Pia, and the gang. I am your host, Brooklyn Zed, here as always with Pia himself, Adam. Adam, how you doing?
I am doing good, but Zed, I cannot find any yummies in this city. There's no yummies.
Gross. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's really unfortunate. Yeah, I've been trying to look absolutely everywhere. Except I did find this one weird looking mushroom, and I just thought about eating it, but then we cut away, so I don't know what happened there. But that was
the suspense of the mushroom.
It was very riveting. Yeah, that's an active time event for you right there. Is will I eat the mushroom? I'm not really a big mushroom guy though, to be honest with you. I really like the flavor of mushrooms, but the texture is like, I don't know. Something's wrong there. It's too mushy when it shouldn't be, and then when it's not mushy, it's even weirder. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm eating the wrong mushrooms, or mushrooms
maybe
the wrong way.
There are so many kinds of mushrooms, and they have a very diverse range of textures.
Yeah.
Speaking as a 20-year vegetarian, I've had a lot of practice cooking and eating many different kinds of mushrooms in many different contexts. But now they have, like, you can get at Trader Joe's the Umami and Company or something is what it's called, like mushroom seasoning that gives you that mushroom flavor without the mushroom texture. If that's
okay, no, I'm very interested in that. I'll have to go. I know we're going shopping later, but I don't think we're planning on going to Trader Joe's. So maybe we'll just add that to the list. Here's the problem with Trader Joe's. Whenever I go, it's like four or five other things that I like had absolutely no intention of ever getting. Basically things that I didn't even know existed, and then I'm
end
like
up in the cart. That's part of the point of going to Trader Joe's.
Well, it is, but like I can't keep doing that every time. Like there has to be a limit to that. But then it's like, oh, of course I want this 3-pound can of toffee. Like why would I not want that?
We are absolutely crushing our time-constrained podcast talking about our Trader Joe's shopping habits right off the bat here at the top. We are on a time crunch today. That is entirely my fault because I was just wandering around at the dog park when we were supposed to start recording. But here we are talking through what is going on with Pia, because when last we left off, I believe we were returning to that side of the story.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to preface this. I feel like I played a lot this week and the hours support that. I don't know if the gameplay supports that, but the hours support that. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So we were going back with, we're going back with Pia and the gang. We're back with that group. They had just been absolutely mercifully spared by Beatrix.
Beatrix the Merciless
showed more mercy than I've ever showed anyone. Like, it's kind of, yeah, I mean, she like basically didn't even attack them. Anyway, we're back with Clara, and we're going to Clara, rather, with Pia and the gang, and we're running around, we're going through sand dunes,
where was Clara? I believe it was possibly to the west.
I believe it was to the west. The west is where Clara is. If you just head west, you'll get to Clara. And I don't even know if I needed those directions, because on the world map, as we're getting to Clara, there's a giant sand tornado surrounding the city. And of course, we're like, well, should we go in? Should I press X to get through this giant sand tornado? Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Head in. Not a lot of sand tornado happening on the outskirts, but there are a lot of like sand obstacles is how I'm going to phrase this, because there were some little whirlpools that I had to press X on repeatedly and just like mash X to get out of the little sand whirlpool. And I'm like, is this a mini game or like what would have happened?
It's part of the terrain, Adam.
Yeah, but what would have happened if I didn't mash X? Because I almost thought about trying it, but then I was like, man, if this just ends the game for me right now, I would look like such an idiot.
The risk reward, not very balanced, I don't think.
There didn't seem to be any reward save for potentially my curiosity. But, okay, so we're going through. There's also, like, we have to pull some levers and release sand that goes in a certain direction. Also, I don't know when the last time anyone has been in these sand dunes, but whoever it was left everything. They left all of their stuff and they had no interest in keeping it, because there were probably a dozen treasure chests throughout this kind of time. It's kind of crazy. Then there's a little sand monster situation. No, I'm so sorry, because we actually get to Clara here first before we get to the sand monster. This was a little bit of a blur and I didn't write down a lot of notes on my actual time in Clara, even though I spent a lot of time in Clara. It just didn't seem like there was ever anything that was worth like, oh, I have to go write this down, because a big part of Clara is just wandering around and going from place to place across bridges and up. And if I go left on this screen, then it's actually to the right on this one, but then if I go up there, then I have to go back down to get to the, it's just a lot. This is a very big town. And to the game's credit, they offered me right at the very beginning, they were like, hey, you're new here, you're new in town, if you will, and do you want a full tour, do you want a full guided tour around this town of Clara? And of course I'm like, no. You idiot, why would I ever want this full guided tour so I can understand where I would be going or where I would need to go in this new town that I've never been in? So I just started wandering around.
A little confusing, because like you're climbing up a tree, but there's also trees in the tree.
Yeah.
And there's all this sand in the tree. Like literally you get there and it says Clara's trunk.
Yes.
You were climbing up the trunk of this tree city to the top of the tree, and along the way fighting sand golems and sand waterfalls and quicksand whirlpools. And again, there are more trees in the tree.
This is a tree. This is one tree. This is like an Avatar situation, really.
Yeah.
Just like the big, if Avatar was sand, like, you know, okay, Avatar 2, The Way of Water. This is like Avatar 3, shitload of sand. That's, I mean, that's what we have cooking up here. A lot of sand. Okay, so we're
put your hands in some holes.
We had to put our hand in a hole in the trunk, and it's really it's a very dicey situation.
It's a very cheeky game, Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Like, you don't use the word trunk this many times without
or you could do nothing. I'm sure you'll progress if you do nothing.
Yeah, do you want to shove your hand in this hole or just stand there like a moron? Don't have to tell me twice. So, okay. Then we get attacked, and it's really a disaster. We get attacked by the sand monster, who is in the middle of town, basically, and is like, ha ha ha, I got you. It's a Antoinette or something. I don't know. And it has captured Puck. Not unfortunate name. I really don't like the name Puck.
That's our rat friend, or Vivi's rat friend from back at the beginning of the game.
Vivi's little rat friend Puck is captured, but also maybe he's a prince of Clara type situation. I don't know the full. I was not picking up on the Puck of it all. We're gonna get to another very confusing character in not very long, but I don't know who. I still don't really know who Puck is, but I think he's related to some kind of Clara royalty. Why he was the rat friend at the beginning is very confusing to me. But he's here. Whatever. We're trying to save him because there's a big giant monster. And if there's anything I know about Final Fantasy universe, when there's a big giant monster, we're going to cutscene and go fight. That's what's going to happen. So we go fight the sand monster. This was kind of tough. This was a tough fight, I'll admit. I didn't die during this one, but it was very annoying constantly getting sandstormed, which didn't ever kill any of my characters, but it brought them to like 5 HP, which is very frustrating when I have no freaking healers in the group. I have no one who can do any kind of healing in this party. So I have Pia is there. Vivi is there. Still no healing. Freya was here. We changed parties a lot during this little section here. So I'm it was those three. And then Quinna was also there. Not a healing word in sight. Now,
okay,
I know what you're going to tell me, Zed, because I sort of did this later on the way out. But we'll get there. Okay. I'm just at this point in time, I had no healing. Not an ounce. I was downing potions. Like, it was a problem. Like, I went through probably 20 plus potions.
You need to go to Potions Anonymous.
I need to go to PA. Like, we really, this was, and they weren't hyper potions. I didn't have the good stuff. I just had freaking.
It just doesn't hit the way it used to. It's not having the same effect.
I am not sensitive enough for these potions. Anyway,
the tolerance is too high.
Yeah, seriously. And okay, so we kill the sand monster. Great. There are also some active time events that happen here. And I alluded to this before. Quinna has no yummies in the town. They're trying to look for yummies and find a mushroom, and that's it. And poor Vivi, who is in this town and just getting accosted by everyone, being like, "You killed my father. You're like the worst. You're scum." And
prepare Vivi's like, to die.
Vivi's like, "I didn't. I didn't. Who are you? I literally don't even know you." Poor Vivi. Okay. The only other thing here, Freya is like buddy buddy with the king of this place. I don't think this is where she's from. Right? This is not like her home town.
Freya's from Bermesia.
Yeah. Okay.
Where we were before this.
But she knows the king somehow and has an audience with the king right away. And we can't go see her until she's ready for us to come see her. I don't know what Freya's doing. She's getting up in there. Okay. We'll go back. We quickly check in with the other group. Steiner and Marcus are imprisoned, and Dagger is like contemplating what's going on. She's like, "What's been happening? I can't believe all of this weird stuff has been going on. You know what? It all changed on my last birthday when I turned 15. My last birthday, a tall man visited, and ever since then, it's never been the same." We don't know who the tall man is, but it's very, very suspicious what's happening here. Pia's not the tall man. Pia's a little short king is is what's happening there. Okay, and then we go to LeBron James, and we're talking here. And it gets so weird. Kuja shows up and is like, I'm in love with you, basically. There's a weird – this is just so weird. Kuja's a weird dude. And the kind of the premise here of this other side of the story is that we are trying to extract Eidolons from Garnet, from Dagger, from the princess. She has whatever Eidolons are. She's got them. And the queen, LeBron James, wants them. And the only way to get them out is to do some very weird ritual that it's a very, very weird ritual that's happening here for these Eidolons. What is an Eidolon?
A summon.
Oh, okay. Really, anytime a word like that appears, it just takes me back to Final Fantasy 14, where the talk is always of Heidelin, and I'm like, is that the same as Eidolon? No.
There's a couple. I think this is not the only one. There's a couple of games where summons are called Eidolons, whatever it is, but it's just summons. It's not any different.
Eidolon.
Oh no.
Every summon. Okay. Let's go back. We're going back to Clara. Still sandstorming all over the place. We are leaving the trunk. Okay, we're trying to get out of here. We already defeated the creature. We have to go, we have to go back to Alexandria. We have to save everyone and do everything, basically. On the way out, we're fighting a bunch of Alexandrian guards who have appeared. And we're just murking them left and right. I kind of feel bad for the dozen guards that we just wrecked. Also, it was at this point during these random encounters where we found some birds. And what I had been doing I had been already trying to do this up to this point, but I hadn't been successful on any of the fights. I'm always having Quinna eat. Mm-hmm. Whenever Quinna can eat, I'm just having him eat. Because I figure, why not? They're not doing like a ton of damage. They literally are not good for anything else. Might as well eat some stuff. And you had said before, that's how we get some abilities. Finally, we ate a weird bird thing and we learned White Wind.
Yes.
Huge for the program. Of course, until Quinna just freaking leaves and abandons us. For now, huge for the program. White Wind is an ability that was in 7, so I remember that. And I remember we had to go like very specifically to, I don't know, it was by the beach, I think, where we had to go learn White Wind from a specific mm-hmm. creature or something. I don't know. And so Quinna knows White Wind, huzzah, would have been great for the previous boss fight when Quinna was still there. Would have been so
on good. The come up. Yeah.
Would have been just great. Would have been chef's kiss, perfect. Did not happen that way. Not quite how we drew it up. It's fine. Okay. And then we, so many guards, and then we're like, wait a minute. This is not a good coordinated fight. And Puck comes running down and is like, they're still attacking us. You have to come back and save us. And we're like, bro, we literally just left. Like we just left. And Freya's like, oh, we must go save them. It's the only way that we can do all the things. And, great. Good. Good for us. We should also say, I did. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I skipped this bullet in my notes. Part of the reason why Freya is so responsible for this. Wow, this was so long ago. I just literally skipped right by this whole thing in my notes, and I even posted a meme about it in the Discord.
You did.
We are partially this was because I didn't even understand it. Okay, so there's a huge sandstorm surrounding Clara. Yeah, and it sort of keeps out some people, I guess. It didn't keep us out, so I don't know how good it actually is, but whatever. It's keeping out people, and we're like, let's strengthen.
Yeah, but we're strong, awesome fighters. Yeah, not just anybody can strong. Fight their way through a sandstorm.
Yeah, Vivi's like 9 years old, but we're strong, awesome fighters for sure. And we're like, let's strengthen this sandstorm, okay? It's looking a little weak sauce. Let's pump it up. And we start doing a little jig, a little dance, and then it's gone. Whoopsie. oopsie.
Oh, oops.
We kind of stepped in it a little bit here. It's gone. The sandstorm is gone. The protection is gone. And then the guards can just walk right in. No problem. They didn't have to deal with the difficulties that we had to deal with coming up this trunk. All of that sand that we had to press X repeatedly on, they didn't have to do that. They got to come up here sand free.
You're so, welcome.
Yeah, really, we just did them a favor. Okay, so when we go back, we help save them, except little black mages are appearing like freaking Glinda's bubble from Wizard of Oz of what's happening here. And we're you know, popping in and popping out and just wrecking people. I mean, truly, those black mages are just like, hey, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. They're just going. And then we kill a bunch more of them. Good for us. Let's see here. We save some randos. We're like, hey, go to the right. Hey, go to the left over this bridge. Maybe don't walk right into the black mages. That's my advice to you. And they're like, oh my God, you saved us. You're the hero. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Okay. we keep going. We save a lot of fights. We're going to... oh, that's right. We go to the cathedral, and just outside of the cathedral, we're surrounded by three more black mages. And at this point, Pia's like, we can't take them. We can't deal with these three. There's nothing we can do. And I'm just like, we have just killed dozens of different enemies. Like, I think we could take three more, but okay. And then who should come in to save the day? Our knight in shining armor, our dragoon platoon, who Freya wants to spoon. It is Sir Fratboy is coming in, and he saves the day. He wrecks the three black mages in one fell swoop. I love how they all stand there and wait for him to jump over in their direction and then wipe them out in one hit. Good for him. Freya's like, oh my God, it's Sir Fratboy. I am swooning. And Sir Fratboy is like, I don't know, babe, who are you? And Freya's like, how do you not remember our love and our history and everything? He's like, I don't know, babe. I don't know you. I don't know. Who are you? And then who is it? The king comes in. Or no. Yeah. I don't know his name, though. I forgot. I didn't write down his name. The king comes in and is like, who found him in his adventure? It was, shoot. Oh, I should have written this down. Whatever. Someone came in and was like, I found him in my traveling of the world. And I asked him, you know, if he knew me, if he knew who I was and who I was going on. And he, no, I don't, who are you? I don't know you, bro. I got nothing. Sir Fratboy knows nothing. Now, this is barely explored here because his memory is like clearly altered in some way here. And we just kind of move on. We just like leave. We're just like, yeah, okay. Cool. Thanks, Fratto. Like, that's all we got. That's all we got for you. Okay. And then coming in out of basically nowhere, the merciless one herself, Beatrix, comes in and steals the magic stone. You're playing the stone on a harp that destroyed the sand tornado. We kind of already screwed it up. So I don't even understand what good this magic stone is for, but whatever. Beatrix comes in, steals the magic stone, and then is like, I cannot believe that I let you all get away. Let's fight again. This time, no mercy. And rinse and repeat. We fight oodles of mercy as she leaves us not honestly in better shape this time than we were last time, because immediately after Beatrix is like, okay, I'm so tired of this. She teleports away on her Glinda balloon bubble situation with the black mages. And we're like immediately, let's go follow her. Let's go. Huh, huh, huh. We're like running around. She left us basically at full health. And we all decide, okay, well, we got to do something. We can't just sit here commiserating with Sir Fratboy. Okay, we got to do something here. And
he also like jumps down and shows up in front of the king and the high priest, and they do not help at all.
No, it's a king and a high priest. What are they going to do? You know, maybe heal, maybe freaking heal the party.
Does seem like the sort of thing a priest might do.
Yeah,
it's probably akin to a cleric, I would guess. I don't know a lot about religion, but I would guess.
Listen, I would take any kind of healing, even emotional healing at this point in this game. I really would. Okay, we follow through the bubbles and Quinna's like, I can't do heights. I can't come with you because I can't do heights. Quinna, I worked so hard to get healing on this party. And now, in my moment of need, you abandoned me.
You have one job to do.
You abandoned me for what? There wasn't even any frogs. This town had nary a frog. And you leave? Goodbye, Quinna. I hope that they come back at some point, I guess, if for no other reason than the healing, because, you know, obviously we're going to have a lot of mix up in terms of the party through the next little bit here. And I just, it seemed like a situation where like, oh, we're probably already going to have four the next time that we fight. No room for Quinna. Maybe we make room for Quinna. Okay. Maybe I get to pick who's in my party. Okay. What if I got to pick? I want to be the picker. I don't want to just have to deal with some combination of Pia, who, by the way, Pia is like the worst member of the party.
Like, honestly, that is often the case in these games. Legitimately. Where like the one that you have to have in the party is never the one that you want in the party.
I mean, I'm just like trying to in Seven, I don't feel it. I didn't feel like that was the case for Cloud ever.
No, because you always have Cloud, so Cloud ends up leveling up more than everybody else.
Yeah, like Cloud was good, and then I mean that's like I don't have a lot of other Final Fantasy experience, but like Pia is legitimately the worst of the party. Freya does more damage, does the jump, has more kind of tools in her belt. Vivi can do magic and also like powers up Steiner. Steiner does way more damage and is tankier than Pia. Quinna now can heal. Quinna was the worst member of the party, but now that Quinna can heal, potentially the best member of the party. Who else do we have here? Dagger can heal. Has other spells. I have a confession to make about some of the abilities and my lack of using them. I was not scrolling enough.
No.
So the thing is, in this game, when I hit, use ability or white mage or black mage, whatever it is on the combat screen, I see a list of options. And for Vivi's case, it was fire, blank, blank, blank. And I was like, man, this is annoying that Vivi can only use fire, but I guess that's the situation.
Oh, man.
And it turns out that if you scroll down, there's like another half dozen abilities for everyone. And so Dagger knows a ton of stuff. Vivi knows a ton of stuff. and everyone just has more. Now, my annoyance though, why are there the blanks? Why does it not just auto up to the top? Why do I have to sift through blanks, which are seemingly abilities that I didn't unlock or something along those lines? Auto filter it up to the top. Let me arrange it, because I tried for about 20 minutes to find out how to arrange those abilities. Couldn't do
it. Yeah, it won't let you do that.
Couldn't do it, which is seemingly the easiest usability function I could imagine in a game like this, and it just doesn't let me do it. So that's very frustrating. But the good news is I found out that I had more options, because after Quinna learned White Wind, and it wasn't available on that first screen, I was like, I swore I just got
here
this.
Somewhere. Yeah.
It has to be here. And so I then like saw the little kind of like white arrow at the bottom right. It was just like, you can scroll. And I was like, it would have been so much easier had I not.
Something like this happened to you in Seven too, where there was like something you could have been doing for a long time that you didn't know about. And I didn't even realize you didn't know. So I didn't know to tell you.
Zen, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm really not very good at these games. Like, we are here for the enjoyment factor of them, not because I am a master of these games that is, like, trying to go through them.
I say the same thing when I'm playing on stream.
No.
Be good at these games.
The difference, though, is that you, like, play a lot of video games and have the base video game knowledge of,
Now I do.
This is what a video game is going to be. I'm going to have, like, this kind of experience because I've done this before. I have none of that. I have no idea. All of this is such a foreign concept to me. And the fact that I uncovered 20 new abilities across 4 different people because I learned to scroll. Whatever. We move on. We onward and upward, up the trunk, in the hole, whatever, you know. Okay, so we're going on. We get onto the ship. That's where these bubbles are going to take us. I can't believe we just follow through this portal also. We just like, we're like, yeah, this
yeah, is this a wild be fine. Choice to just be like, I don't know. I'm going to disappear into thin air. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems wild to just be like, okay, cool. We're just going to go. We also flash over to LeBron James, who is summoning Odin from these Eidolons apparently. And it's a whole situation. Okay. I think that at summoning Odin would be a great time to take an ad break here, to just take a little break, summon your own Odin. We'll be back, and we're just going to try and get out of this birdcage as best we can once we get back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay.
Left.
We are back.
Right. Left. Right. There you go. Left. Oh, my God. It took... Right. It took so long to do this. Now, of course, I'm talking about Steiner and Marcus, who are stuck in the birdcage, hanging vicariously. Yes,
swinging.
They're swinging around. And this took me forever to do. I mean, it makes no sense that it took me forever to do it. I was moving I was shifting the weight, I think, at the wrong time. I was doing it very close to when the direction changed. So it would like get all the way to the left, and then just as it started going to the right, I would shift my weight to the right. And that was in my mind, because that's when you should be shifting your weight, is when you're at the very end, about like ready to move to the next part of it. The problem, and maybe, okay, there's a lot of problems. The problem was that this game was almost too good at physics and too bad at human intuition. Because when I hit the right, they shifted their weight over to the right, and then they went right back to the middle before they even got back to the other side.
Too soon.
This was not a full shift to the right. Let's stay there until we get to the part where we need to go to the left. This was a, let's just nudge to the right a little
bit. Like a head tilt to the right.
And then get right back to the middle for fear of, I don't know. we're trying to crash the thing into the cage. Maybe we go balls to the wall here a little bit, Steiner. But I realized that I had to change when I was shifting the direction to on the downswing as opposed to at the beginning. I maintain that if I were ever in this situation in the birdcage, I would be the guy you want in your corner, because I'll tell you right now, I'm staying to the right. I am going, we are hitting that wall, and then I'm going all the way to the left. I'm not getting back in the middle.
Okay? You're running like it's a wrestling ring.
Yeah, absolutely I am. We are. My full rope. Body weight is hitting the edge of this. If we're not crashing into the wall, I'm busting out of this thing. Like, we're getting out of here in some capacity. This was legitimately like a 5-minute endeavor, and there were like multiple times where I was like, it's getting closer to the middle. It's not even swinging further. I'm losing momentum. It's
diminishing returns sometimes. I had the same problem where like I'd get it right like 6 times in a row, and then it felt like it suddenly decided that you did it wrong one time, and then you have lost all momentum you've gained and are basically starting over immediately.
It was very, very frustrating. And it like didn't give me any indication that I didn't do it correctly. Right. Like that was the thing. Like there was never any like, oh, you really screwed that up, you idiot. It was just like, there you go. And I was like, I'm doing it. Please.
Yeah. There you go. If you're doing it right. And if you're not doing it right, they lean towards each other because Marcus is always going the right direction, whether you are or not.
That tracks for me that Steiner would be the one to screw that up. That makes a lot of sense, actually, that Steiner would not be coordinated enough to pull that off. But
and then okay. He calls Marcus a heartless cur after they get out. I just saw that come up in my playthrough that has been running in the background. And then all his friends drop down from the sky and then they run away. He's like, why is everybody leaving me behind?
Yeah. Steiner is very, he's very concerned about all of these things. They leave. We fight some more, you know, guards, whatever, like you're saying, Pia, Vivi and Freya. They're here and we keep going. Nah, 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 nah. Who should arrive? Zorn and Thorn. How many times do we get Zorn and Thorn? I should also say that during this time, there was a rando 30-minute timer. That's like, you have 30 minutes
completely irrelevant
to do whatever you need to do. And I'm like, not only do I not know exactly what I need to do here, also there's no way this is going to take me 30 minutes. So
I think this is when you have to go gather all, you have to go find all the soldiers and like gather them all together or something.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely didn't do that. I mean, I killed some soldiers. All we did was go down to the basement. That's really all that happened here. But there was a 30-minute timer for it. So we go down, we're in the basement and we're finding a bunch of stuff. There's also like a turntable situation, a little whatever mini game. We're hopping on, we have to get the treasure chest, then we hop off, then we hop out again and get to the other side. Great. We go down and we find Garnet, who is like unconscious on this like sacrificial summoning ritual altar table situation.
That's what it is. You have a 30-minute timer to find Garnet before the ritual happens.
Why did they not just do the ritual? What were they waiting for? Why was there? I don't know.
Maybe it takes time to prepare and whatever. I don't know.
Zorn and Thorn were just bouncing up and down for 30 minutes and they were like, I'm Zorn. Okay. We find Garnet. We save her. We pick her up. It's very intimate pickup here from Pia and Garnet. It's very intimate. Good for them, I guess. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for these crazy kids, you know? Are you not rooting for them, Sen? I'm definitely rooting for them.
I feel like Garnet deserves better.
You feel like Garnet deserves better than Pia? Oh my gosh.
Jane's a little bit of an F-boy. I feel like we've talked about this. We've certainly talked about it a lot on stream that the protagonist of Final Fantasy X is often like credited as the original F-boy. But I think, you know, Zidane walked so that Titus could run. And honestly, Titus is more of just like a lovesick puppy. Zidane can't stop talking about girls. Not just Garnet, girls in general.
He likes girls, said. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. He's a fan of girls. And Garnet is the prettiest of them all, or the princess of them all, I guess. And she's also the one in need, which really satisfies Pia's requirements of protecting girls. That's his favorite thing. He loves protecting girls, even if it means literally killing himself because of an attack, because he wants to get in front of someone who would be totally fine. Yeah, but that would be a lot of work. Okay. Honestly, Pia deserves it for that kind of mentality. Like, let him take the hit, you know?
Have you scrolled down in your abilities screen?
Yeah, I have. No, I found some really cool stuff, actually. Quinna can, like, use potions automatically. There's, like, a heal. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Okay, we bring up Garnet. We place her down. And let's see. LeBron James coming on in. And she's like, what are you idiots doing here? I thought I murdered you, kind of, with Beatrix. Beatrix! Beatrix, get in here! Let's fight Beatrix again for the second time this specific play session and the third time this game. And Beatrix the Merciless, for the third time, now spares us. We fight her and she ends the fight with, like, her big finishing move or whatever, and then just walks away and is like, I'm done. I'm done dealing with you people. I'm so merciless that I'm going to show you thrice over mercy. Whatever. And LeBron's just like, what are you doing? What's going on here? We have to kill the princess, basically. And Beatrix is like, wait, what? What do you mean? And of course, my favorite part of all of this is when the queen is like, yeah, this is what we're going to do to the princess. Steiner's like, oh! Steiner is like, you got to be kidding me. My whole sworn duty is to protect the princess and be loyal to you, LeBron James. How could you do this? Oh! Steiner's freaking out. And Beatrix is like, okay, this is not what I signed up for. I'm, like, the best in the biz, and you are not respecting me right now. This is not okay. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to get out of here. We got to get out of here with the princess. And so we get Pia, we get Vivi, we get the princess, and we get Steiner, who were like, let's go. Got to get out of here. They go back down into the basement. Got to leave. Okay. And on the top side, Beatrix and Freya are like, we're going to team up now. Because
we get this interesting party split where we get Beatrix in a party with Freya for a while. That's kind of wild.
Girl power, and they're fighting the thing that we're going to fight like six of in the next 5 minutes, Bandersnatch.
The big dogs.
The big dog goes, Bandersnatch. My only familiarity with Bandersnatch is the Netflix choose your own Black Mirror kind of choose your own thing, like Bandersnatch. Did you ever do that?
Was that the series where, like, you picked the episodes happened in a random order or whatever?
No, Kaleidoscope.
It was like an interactive Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, it was like you picked the direction that you wanted to go, and then, like, sometimes it would be bad, and then you, like, died and then had to start over and do the thing. Not even remotely related to this creature that appears right now. We fight. Beatrix is pretty strong. Love her abilities. Love getting to use her abilities. I don't think she's going to be in the party for very long, but this certainly was reminiscent of a let's fight as Sephiroth for a second, or, you know, something along those lines. Beatrix!
Beatrix!
And so we're fighting Bandersnatch. Great. There's black mages. We have to kill them on the way out. And then we get this weird moment here of kind of everyone downstairs, that group of four that I talked about before. Steiner is like, wait a minute. Everything I know is just garbage. I know nothing. I can't believe I was swearing fealty to what was happening here right under my nose. Pia, you scum scoundrel, you. Go on without me. Take care of the princess. And Pia's like, oh. I will definitely take care of the princess. I'm interested in that. And Steiner's like, I have done my duty for queen and for country to LeBron and to Dagger. Go on without me. I cannot continue. So go. And Pia's like, yeah, all right, bye. See you. We'll be seeing you, Steiner. It's been fun, Rusty. Get out of here. And Steiner's staying behind, and we see Steiner go back up and start fighting with Beatrix and with Freya, and they're still fighting more Bandersnatches. Great. Okay. We go down further in Alexandria in our tunnels, and I swear to God, Pia is the stupidest human being stupidest whatever creature we're calling him. I think what he's technically a human, but whatever. He goes down. He goes down in the literal same exact cage that we were caught in previously. The same exact cage. We walk in and we get to one side and the wall goes up, like the prison door goes up, and we're like, huh, this is weird. What if I slowly walk back over to the other side where the other wall came up last time? We walk over, goes up, and we're caught again in the same exact cage. There were ways around this. We can jump. We didn't have to go this route. Luckily for us, though, our boys, the squad, Marcus and Blank, show up.
Well, you have to remember, Pia wasn't caught in that cage. He wasn't there.
Who was there?
That was Steiner, Dagger, and Marcus. That cage trap happened while Zidane and Freya and Vivi and Quino were going to Bermesia and to Clara.
But there is overlap here. Dagger was in both.
Sure.
Dagger got caught in both.
But you started this by saying Pia is the stupidest because this happened before.
Okay, well, I'm still blaming Pia for this. He should have asked Dagger about the cage that she was caught in. Fair enough. You have to let me blame Pia for things because...
Sure.
Yeah, no, Pia is terrible. Not really, but I actually do like Pia most of the time. Okay, so we're going down, whatever. Marcus and Blank come up, absolutely pop Zorn and Thorn right on the head. They're done. Not done. I'm sure we'll see them again, but whatever. And then we get a little flashback to them in the forest. And I was thinking something very similar. I was like, we were just on a timer and you were kind of here, Marcus. So like, how did you get there and back so quickly? Whatever. We see him going in and Blank is still like, I barely have feeling in my legs or whatever. And we have to go. We have to save our boy Pia and his new girl, Dagger. And he's like, who's Dagger? And Marcus is like, you idiot. How do you not know who Dagger is? You moron.
Blank's like, I've been petrified for the entirety of this game up to this point.
And Marcus is like, I don't care. You still should have known. How did you not know? And so they go, they save the day. Congratulations to us for having such good boys to come back us up and get us out of this ridiculously avoidable trouble that we have found ourselves in. Okay. And we're going to Trino because the last words of our dear Adalbert Steiner, go see Doc Tot. He could fix everything. And of course, my initial reaction was like, didn't we kind of find Doc Tot in a rando like supply basement in the middle of the night when he was just rummaging around? Okay, I mean, maybe he can fix everything. He's certainly good, quote unquote. He's not evil like LeBron, so you know, great. Let's go to Doc Tot. He's in Trino, and thank goodness we have this Gargan-Roo situation of the bug with the chariot to take us right to Trino. It'll be no problem. Even this time, we don't have to do weird feedings and stop and whatever. The bug just knows. Unfortunately, it does not go smoothly because as we are riding along, the bug stops and we're like, oh my God, what's happening? Why did this bug stop? Why can we not go forward? Hops out of carriage onto the seemingly totally fine ground that's right there, easily walkable. I say again, do you think maybe it's that huge snake over there that's stopping our bug from moving forward? Do you think that's maybe what it is? Maybe. And then we have the snake fight. Did we not already do this? This is my like, because this took me a little while because of how annoying this fight is. I died the first time of this fight. I was just going to say it. I died the first time because I did not realize the strategy behind it. I would hit it with stuff and then it would coil up and then I would hit it with stuff and then it would uncoil and wreck me. That was the series of events. And eventually I was like, okay, well, it can't wreck me if it's in a coil. So maybe I just wait for it to uncoil and then hit it, so it coil back up and do nothing. But that was a lot of just me sitting there and waiting until it uncoiled and then subsequently coiled. And I only could hit it twice. I had to hit it with Vivi's magic and then Pia's attack, because if I hit it with a third thing, then it would uncoil after it coiled from the first two. And then it would just be just as bad. And it has some like pretty nasty moves. The ground earth shake type thing.
Earth power
yeah, took me way down. I had to figure this
strategy out also. You want to use those compact moments to use dagger's healing, because yeah, you have dagger back in your party.
It's big to have the healing. She can also revive people, so that's huge too. So even though I think it was the second time I screwed it up, the dagger was able to get me back into a good situation. So great. We kill the snake, except its brother comes and is like chasing you. And the bug is like, gotta go. It just goes so fast through. And it's like, wait a minute, there's Trino. It's all the way back there. We just passed it. Oops. We passed Trino. No more Trino. No more Doc Tot. I'm sure we'll get back to Trino at some point, but not right now. We were just there. It would have been way too soon to go back to Trino. We were like literally just there. Okay, we keep going. We get a little cutscene of LeBron James, who is hiring a bounty hunter to get the gem back and also to kill Vivi just out of nowhere. Not the princess. Just like, hey, get this priceless gem back that was stolen by my daughter, the princess. And also, if there are any 9-year-olds traveling with the princess, kill them. Why? Why are we killing Vivi? Why is the queen going to kill Vivi? It makes no sense to me.
I'm 9. What? I'm 9.
I don't get it. Why? Like, this is the weirdest hit job I've ever seen. And like getting the gem makes sense to me. It's a magic power stone that they're going to use for some kind of... It's a big MacGuffin that they're going to use here. Okay, fine. Get the stone. Why are we killing Vivi? Who knows? They're using black mages for other things, though, so... That could be part of this. Okay, where we end up and where I finished this time was in Pinochle Rocks. I've never heard that before.
Also, yeah, Pinochle Rocks. Yeah,
is it Pinochle or Pinochle?
It's definitely Pinochle.
Are you sure it's not Pinochle?
Pinochle is spelled really weird.
Oh, okay.
It's spelled like Pinochle. Pinochle has like an H in it. It's a weird word.
I think I wrote down the wrong spelling then. I've been playing Pinochle like my whole life. Like I love card games. And so I've been playing Pinochle for so long. I'm like an old grandma basically, Zed. Uh-huh. And so I wrote it down Pinochle. But
if you were an old grandma, you'd be sending out birthday checks and you've never written a check.
Never written a check. No, that's true. Boy, I didn't get a lot of birthday checks in my life, but I got a few from I love a classic like $20 check. That's just so good. In my mind as a kid, I was like, it probably cost you more than $20 to write this check, but I don't know how checks work. So anyway, we're at Pinochle Rocks. No, it's probably not. Yeah, no, it's probably not, but it's fine.
Pinochle is spelled P-I-N-O-C-H-L-E, and Pinochle Rocks is P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, I think.
Okay. So it's just I really wasn't paying attention during that.
They're
just
different.
An O and an H somewhere. Do you know how to play Pinochle? Like you knew what it was. Like, you know, some people don't even know what
it is. No, I don't. I do know what it is, but I don't know how to. I learned a lot. My family was big card players, so I learned a lot of card games growing up, but I never learned Pinochle.
What'd you play?
Spades, hearts. Okay.
Do you ever do Euchre?
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of. Yes, I played Euchre. Yep.
Love Euchre.
A lot of cribbage.
Okay.
Wow. Like my what is I was
yeah,
like
no, that's to, really you know, good.
You move yeah. the thing on the board. What is that? Cribbage. I haven't played it in a long time because I don't play cards without my family.
Okay.
Yeah,
we should play cards sometime. That'd be fun.
No Pinochle.
Not yet. We'll get there. Okay, so we're at Pinochle Rocks, and it's apparently near Lindblom Castle. And then a rando old guy appears and is like, I might be your enemy. We'll see. You have to do my tests. I have a lot of tests for you. The first one, I've scattered 5 things around the forest, And if you can pick out what's under mystery box number two, I'll give you a story. Not really. We have to go find five heroes, journey, essence, story pieces. Put them together. Put them together. And what do you got? A summoner named Ramu. And that is... that is where I ended up today, with Ramu being like, go find my story and tell me the story and I'll be your ally. And I don't know for what. Also, the word Eidolon was used a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And that is where I ended and where we will pick up in the future.
Excellent. Incredible. Well, I think we are right at time. So we will have to skip It's a Look for this week. So sorry, friends. Maybe we'll double up next week if we have the time. We'll see. But Adam, you want to plug anything real quick as we are finishing up here?
Yeah, go find me on Twitter, PMAdam1. I'm talking Girls 5 Ever with Todd and Lindy. I'm talking Monarch Legacy of Monsters with Todd. Talking Doctor Who with Kevin and Melissa. And excited to get back into Pinochle Rocks.
You can find me at Hard Rock Hope and anywhere I am on the internet, including twitch.tv/HardRockHope, where I've finished Final Fantasy 12 at long last. We are starting our Final Fantasy 7 Oops All Comrade run on Monday for my 2-year stream anniversary. Come check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time. Always excited to go back to Final Fantasy 7. And I had a couple other podcasts drop this week. I was on the last, best, and final episode of the Strike Up the Conversation pod with Dr. Amanda, wrapping up our coverage of the strikes for now. So you can find that in the PSR Strike Up the Conversation feed. And we just released a bonus episode of Our Flag Means Death coverage. We did an interview with the costume designer Gypsy Taylor. So you can find that in the Our Flag Means Death feed here on Pusher Recaps. Don't forget to subscribe to catch all your favorite shows being covered here on the network and support the podcast at patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Thank you all for listening as always, and we will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.